This is disc one of the 7-disc series, From Slavery to Sonship. For those who would like, we will share information on how you may obtain material available through Shiloh Place Ministries following the message.
I've, after several years, had people come over and over and over again to conferences and just saying, I can't get it. I've read every book. I've been to your meetings over and over and over again. In fact, these ladies in Boston, we call them the Boston cheerleaders because when they're here, they're running up and down the aisles. And I mean, they're just really excited during worship. They said, we call ourselves Frosties. And, you know, people seem to chase after certain speakers. And so some of them that follow after us, you know, they call themselves Frosties. And so all these Frosties just could not get it. I mean, they'd go through the tapes over and over again. They'd come to the conferences. They'd go through the prayers. They'd go through corporate prayer, individual prayer. And as hard as they tried, they continued to live life as if they didn't have a home. And see, everything God created us for was to have a home. All of creation was about father desiring children, and all of creation will end in 1 Corinthians 15:24 with Jesus turning everything over to his father. Everything began with the father, everything ends with the father. And yet we can hear the message over and over again, yet we can still go right home into our family structures and live life more addicted to the love of law than to the law of love. And why were people missing it? And so for several years, I just kept believing that something was going to happen. Something's going to break forth in some of these people's lives. And then I went through about a 2-year period from 1997 to 1999. That was two of the most difficult years of my life. You know, those years when it feels like you've just stepped in a pit and you can't get out. And I didn't understand what was going on. It took about 2 years, and I didn't even realize it till a few weeks ago. And we were doing a conference for Elijah House in Post Falls, Idaho, out at Spokane, Washington. And one of their leaders said, how long does it take you to get this? And I was teaching them on From Slavery to Sonship. And they said, well, you know, I'd never thought about that, but it took me about 2 years. And I began to realize in that 2 years why so many people can go to so many conferences, can pray every prayer known to mankind, can have gone through every type of deliverance and healing session, can have spent hours on the floor, and they never change. It never manifests freedom and liberty at home. And then I heard James Jordan. He came and spent a week with us and shared with our what we call our family reunion, our gathering of team members and intercessors. He just shared one day for about 45 minutes on the heart of a son. And it suddenly unlocked a key into my life. They'll be here in November. I recommend you be here at that conference in November. It unlocked the key that I really feel like we need to share on this week as kind of part two, as a continuation from when we were here a year ago, May, as we are just going to begin tonight moving into this whole aspect of From Slavery to Sonship. And if you turn with me to Malachi 4, 5, and 6, we'll move towards that and we'll see, which I believe many are going to move more deeply into experiencing the Father's embrace. I believe it's a need for England. I believe it's a need for Scotland to move into a revelation of this whole issue of sonship. Now we see in Malachi 4, 5 that before the great and terrible day of the Lord, Elijah will come. Now, why Elijah? Because the spirit of Elijah was a fathering spirit. When Elijah was taken up into the heavens and Elijah watched him going up in the heavens, what did Elijah say? My father, my father. And at the end times, it reveals it and confirms it in verse 6 that the spirit of Elijah is going to be released on the earth in the end times. And that's a fathering spirit. And what's going to happen? There'll be the hearts of the fathers restored to the children and the hearts of the children restored to the fathers. Now, I've learned as a father that never knew how to father. Even today, the greatest challenge in my life is being a father. Because how can you be a father till you've been a son? And I never felt like a son in my mother and father's house. There was never warmth. And when I say the word house, when I say the word home, all I'm speaking of when I say home is a place of warmth, protection, comfort,